Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hello, and welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm Taya Diggs, and I'm talking to Storm Larch, who brought us the story of singer, dancer, and actress Carmen Miranda. If you haven't listened to that episode, now is a great time to go back and listen. Hi, Storm. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Storm Larch. It's my real name. I am a singer, songwriter, actor, author, activist, and I'm kind of tall.
So, Storm, you've been singing in bands for a lot of your life. Was there a moment you knew you wanted to be a singer?
There are a few moments that I can recall, but it was born out of loneliness. I was very lonely, and then I started to realize as I got older, I would just sing, just sort of entertaining myself, and I would notice people looking at me with a look on their face of they were impressed and they were kind of surprised that such a little kid could sing so well. And members of my family would say, you know, oh, you just want attention. But I was secretly inside my head like, nope, I got something. If I can do something that makes people happy to see me, then maybe I won't be lonely anymore. When I sing, I shine and people like hearing me sing.
When you're writing songs, where does your inspiration come from?
My specific inspiration for writing, it comes from all over the place. It can come from reading a book. It can come from weather. It can come from a journey I've been taking, or a phrase that pops into my head. And there's song lyrics that are always floating around in my head.
What if I wanted to do it, or any of the kids listening?
If I had to break this down into steps, I would start with a word, a phrase, or a feeling. So think about how you're feeling and why and what. And if you're in pain, what do you do to get out of pain? If you are scared, what do you do to deal with that? If you are joyful, how do you amplify and share that? And in those questions you ask yourself, there are phrases. And sometimes those phrases are rhythmic. And when you find a phrase that feels authentic to you, that feels true, then you can go about finding a melody or a rhythm. Usually I do rhythm first, and the rhythm sort of makes a suggestion of tempo. What I do is I'll either go for a run or a walk or just do something that's rhythmic. And then the phrase could fall into the cadence of the rhythm that you're walking, running, riding your bike, tapping a pencil on a pad of paper. And then maybe a melody will come. And if you meditate on that phrase or phrasing or poem, as long as it feels real to you and honest to you, it will tumble out.
Putting your feelings out there, though, can feel scary.
The worst thing you can do is, and I do this, I think every artist kind of does this because we all have artists that we love, that we're super inspired by, that we're impressed by, and we're also super intimidated by. Like, oh my God, I could never write something like that. I wish I had the courage to say something like that. But comparing yourself is instant death in creativity. You are the only you that will ever, ever exist. And yes, your feelings are the feelings that many of us have had and shared, but you, your body, your DNA, your path, your expression is absolutely 1,000% unique. And thank God for that, because somewhere in the future, there's gonna be a little girl who's wondering who she is and wondering how to express how she feels, and she will find your song. She will find your poem. She will see your book or your painting, and it will speak to her.
Storm, what makes you a rebel girl?
What makes me a rebel girl, I imagine, is because, like so many before me and many after me, I was told, no, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not skinny enough, I'm not young enough, I'm not cool, I'll never make it, I'm too masculine, I'm too tough, I should sing these kinds of songs, I should dress this kind of way. It hurt, the words hurt, because basically what the industry was saying to me was, you are amazing only if you weren't you. You shouldn't be you. And I thought, wow, well, since I don't really have much say in the matter, I'm just gonna keep doing this because I know this is who I am. And I know I make people happy and excited when I sing. And maybe I'm not cool, and maybe I'll never get a record deal or be on the radio or be on MTV or whatever, but this is who I am. It's my truth. And I think living your truth, despite all of the naysayers and the barricades and the evidence that you will never get anywhere, living your truth makes you a rebel.
Thank you for sharing your truth with us, Storm. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and share it with all of your friends. Thanks for listening, and stay rebel.
Hi, rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.